Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Fuck Lisa Rinna.
Team Lisa Rinna.
Oh my god!
We are ready.
We're filming. Hey guys!
Can you guys?
Hope you guys are keeping well. Back at again with a podcast episode and also YouTube video. Subscribe to my podcast. I'm here with two friends, Jen and Alex. And we're here to talk about Housewives, the reunion. And all I want to say is fuck Erica. Do you understand? Because I don't know who she thinks she is. She's looking for a storyline because she's just absolutely nothing. She has this ideation that she thinks she's something that she's not, and it really pisses me off the way she came for Denise and then tried to mask this whole preparation because she came for Denise's children with that comment that she made, and she's masking it as just teenagers. And I find her so annoying. The downfall of this waste man. I'm done with Erica. I'm so sorry. She needs to leave. That's what I have to say. Thank you guys and good night, because I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm not an Erica fan myself.
I don't know. I feel like I'm actually not Team Denise on a lot of things. Like, I think the whole Brandy thing is a different story. We can talk to that when it comes. But the kids thing, I feel like what they're saying is accurate. Like, I do believe that she watched herself last season and didn't like what she saw, and then just decided to control her edit this year. And it's like, she has a history of doing this. She uses TV to
change her image.
But she wasn't that bad last season, though. She didn't have... She didn't have a bad edit last season.
I don't think she was bad, and I don't think any of the other castmates had an issue with what she said. I just think that she probably just heard comments about people being like, wow, I can't believe this or whatever, and like mom shamers on Twitter and stuff, and she was like, wow, I really need to reel it in. And I think she was trying to make other people look bad to make herself look better, because she's like, someone needs to be the bad guy.
Wow.
I have lots to say.
Lord, have mercy. I just have to listen to this. I don't know how to start this podcast, because there's so much to get into when it comes to that reunion.
I think, okay, this is like, bravo, bravo, fucking bravo.
Like, because Kyle. There's so much to unpack.
But when it comes to Garcelle and Kyle, do you guys find it disingenuous the way Kyle said to Garcelle that your donation never came through?
Well, I think that did happen.
But why say that at the episode?
No, I agree. I think that was like a vicious thing to do.
Yeah,
no,
she held on to that information. Yeah. Kept it for 8 months.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, of course.
No, she did it to drop the bomb.
She is sneaky like that.
Yeah, but also it is strange. Like, as they said, people pay their donations on the night of a charity. So it's like, it is strange. Like, oh, it slipped through the cracks. Like, maybe you regretted making that bid, and then you decided you didn't want to. But that was, shady of Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, if she could have called her beforehand.
She wanted to embarrass her.
She wanted to embarrass her. She was glad to have that.
I feel like Kyle is so injured. Yeah. Like, she just pisses me off now, because she's like, I always fight for what is right. I always fight for this. But how many times she even planned to bring Brandy in? And she was so upset when Denise never came to that party in the last episode. I feel like she concocts plans in her head, because she's been on the show the longest.
Yeah, she has.
So she's used
Kyle
to all the stuff.
Kyle is for sure sneaky, and I think also very sneaky. She knows how to play things off well without ever looking too dirty.
Yeah, she keeps her hands clean, just like they accused LVP of doing.
Yeah.
She's doing exactly that.
I think it's
LVP! I miss Lisa.
Yeah, I think it's just like when you're on the...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Shows for long enough, you just learn how the game works.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's good at doing it, though.
Yeah, and I don't fault her for that.
I don't fault her for it either.
No, like I don't look at. I don't have an issue with Kyle at all.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I see a lot of people on Twitter have an issue with Kyle, but I'm a Kyle stan. I stan the OGs. Like
she's OG.
Look at OC. Like OC has no remaining OGs, and that cast looks trash. And like I don't want Beverly Hills to become that. I want it to elevate. I don't want us to abandon the OG. We still need those OGs, I find.
Interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like I've grown up with Kyle Richards.
I think Kyle does a lot for the show. Like she shows a lot of stuff I want to see. It's like she needs to be there.
And she's like, she's an elite.
Teddy, on the other hand,
yeah,
can go.
Teddy, like, what does Teddy? What does Teddy do though? What does Teddy do? I don't understand. On
as
this show,
occupation.
The reason
just
why Teddy is
why
there,
are you there?
The she's reason why Teddy is there is because she'll do stuff none of the other ones want to do. Like, she'll say stuff to Denise.
So annoying.
In front of everyone, and no one else wants to do that. Kyle certainly does not want to do that, even though she wants that done.
Yeah.
And Teddy's just playing her part, and that's why she's there.
Yeah.
She's going to keep delivering
these monotone
truth bombs. And
Teddy's like, I'm keeping everyone accountable.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
This is
and it's
the queen
like,
of accountability, is what she plays to be.
No, she's a hypocrite.
But what are your thoughts when it comes to Sutton? How did Sutton? I like the way she came at Erica as well, about small little things here and there. Even when it came to Teddy and Doreen, like she is not afraid.
No,
I think Sutton needs to come back.
I think she's great.
Different.
Hopefully, she comes back as a housewife.
She deserves it.
I like both of the new girls. I think they both need to be back for sure.
Yeah.
Garcelle, you mean?
Yeah, Garcelle needs to be back.
I think Garcelle probably will be back. But do you think Denise will come back after this?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I don't know how much she has left in her, but like I want to see one more season to round it up.
I think Denise used this season to reinvent her image from last season, and I think she's going to try to do the exact same thing next year.
Exactly.
She's not going to leave the show looking this bad and let the Brandy thing be her last thing.
Yeah, so I did some research and I watched I watched Denise's original reality show that like Ryan Seacrest produced, and basically the entire premise of this show is how she is trying to recreate her image because she doesn't like what was in the press, which was that she stole Heather Locklear's husband and all her drama with Charlie Sheen. So literally she very openly in the show is going to publicists and being like, how can I change my image? Okay, I'm gonna go on this show, I'm gonna do this interview, I'm gonna turn around my image. And so like she's clearly doing that.
Yeah.
Again here, but at the same time, the way the women are coming for her and like
so
the
dumb.
Drama that revolves around her isn't right and it shouldn't be going on.
But the way they were all coming at her. Like,
now I think they're just really frustrated with her because it's like she yells bravo, bravo, bravo during scenes. It's like she's really trying to control the way she comes off on the show. And of course, everyone
and she storms
has
off.
At the back of their mind, oh, I want to come off a certain way. But she's like doing it at the cost of other people to make sure that she's coming off the way she wants. And I feel like they're all just frustrated by it.
And I understand that, and I don't blame them. Like
imagine
Denise is not all in the right.
No, sure. Like if I was in a working environment with someone like Denise, I would find it really annoying because
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm not here yelling shit during scenes and storming off, but it's like you get to do that and you're trying to control the. Like it's just, I think it's just exhausting.
But it's like, okay, have your frustration with Denise, but they cannot have a proper conversation with her. In that reunion, they just kept cutting her off. 24/7, all of them.
I think because
Teddy, Lisa, Erica, all at the same time.
I think because
you
just
can't
a lot
have
of
that
issues,
dialogue,
and they're not able to like separate them. I think they are just frustrated with her and think of her as a liar, and so they're just going to try to discredit everything she says. I think a lot of like the anger towards them is like not even stuff they discuss in this part of the reunion, but they just have a lot
but
of
But why wasn't there any anger for Erica's comment? Why did they all just completely bypass
what
all
was
that?
Erica's comment?
About her, about Denise's children, and, you know, and they should know about threesome
because
and stuff like that.
For some reason.
And that was just, but that wasn't even questioned. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That wasn't even questioned. That, and she said, for all the girls, not one of them said, that's a bit weird for her to even clarify about teenagers.
Yeah.
So that to me was a bit weird. It's a different kind of attention.
I think they're all scared to go against Erica.
They're all scared. Yeah, and it really irritates me, man.
She's like a fan favorite, which she no longer is.
She was the first season she came on. She was a big fan favorite.
But I think also what their point is like us saying at a dinner on TV near your kids, oh, threesome isn't actually hurting your kids that much. Like, yes, your kids were in the proximity to it, but you saying, oh, I've had a happy ending, and oh, my husband's had a happy ending, is actually more damaging to her kids than them saying stuff. So it's like, if she's gonna say stuff that's gonna be on national TV, that's gonna affect her kids, like, she's done worse than they have. So it's not really fair for her to, like, come at them and be like, how dare you do this in the presence of my kids? Like, if she's so worried about her kids, and maybe don't talk about certain things.
Yeah.
But wasn't it an issue that nobody was dropping it?
Yeah,
because I think she just keeps trying to paint them out to be a certain way. She's like, oh, I don't want my kids around you and all this stuff, and it's just too dramatic for what they did. Like, your kids are 14 years old, they heard the word threesome at a dinner. If you're so scared about your kids being exposed to stuff, then don't have them in that environment at all. Why did you have an adult's table and a kid's table? You just don't do the kid's table if you don't want them there.
Like, I understand where she was coming from in the sense that it's like, yeah, like, we've had those conversations separately. We never had these, like, sexual conversations around children. My children were present. I wasn't okay with it. She brings it up to Erica, and then she brings it up to whoever else she brought it to after. And then Erica being like, oh, that was an ambush. You said it, you pulled me aside and said it to me to single me out, to make me look like the bad guy.
Yeah, I think Erica's thing is she's just way too oversensitive. Like, the second someone says something to her she doesn't like, she really takes offense and really
goes
off.
To a whole new level.
Think about when Teddy called her a liar and she, like, her voice transformed. Like, she just...
Yeah,
she
just, don't talk about my son!
Exactly, like, she just can't
handle... She can mention their children.
She just can't handle being came at.
No, it was like Denise calculated, like, singling Erica out by any means. I think that they met up and she brought it up, and then the thing is for Denise to be like, okay, let's drop it now, and they won't drop it. So, like, that is frustrating for Denise.
But one tweet I said is, since she's come on the show, what do we know about Erica?
Nothing.
It's so surface level.
It's surface level.
It's so surface level. You get bored.
Yeah.
It's like, Teddy, what do we know about
her? And she, like, flinches when people ask her about Tom. It's like, this is your fucking husband. Like, what? We can't ask about Tom?
No, I think the whole thing with her is, like, she's a pop star. That's what she brings to the show. Like, it's not because she, like, opens her life to the cameras.
Well, she hasn't released a single in a long time.
I know, like, it was...
Shame! No,
it was exciting for two seasons, but now we're over it.
I have a lot of opinions on Erica.
Okay.
Let's go to Erica, please, because she really puts on this image that she's just not it.
Yes,
I'm
so
tired.
Some of you might be aware, some of you may not, but Erica
some of you
was
might be aware.
created by a team of gays, including Mikey Minden, who is a pop star creator, who's behind Pussycat Dolls. He works with Nikita Dragon these days. He's done work with Pia Mia. So basically, they formulated Erica Jane. She is a character.
Wow.
And, like,
she's a stage
Erica Girardi is not Erica Jane. They are
she
not
isn't.
The same. And people, like, credit Erica Girardi for being Erica Jane. And she's nothing of the sort. Like, they're not.
She is nothing.
She's nothing of the sort.
But she's actually, if you think about it. She's,
say it, Jennifer.
She's, like,
speak
she's
on
from,
it.
She's, like, this, like, small town girl. Was, like, a stripper at a young age. Like, got knocked up young. Left
oh
her
God.
Son to marry a rich man in Los Angeles. But when you think about it, like, she has all this, like, emotional trauma, and, like, when anyone comes towards her on any subject, she gets so defensive, throws up a wall, attacks the other person, and, like, if she thinks someone's coming for her, she flips out full force. Like, with the Denise situation, she has created this idea in her mind, like, oh, Denise was singling me out, just like Dorit singled her out when she gave her panties.
Well, in that case, that was fair. That was a single out.
But, like, she gets so defensive, and, like, it's, like, not someone who is, like, an emotionally stable person. Like, it's not rational. It's not how you approach a situation.
Yeah, I just think, like, if you really believe what you're saying, it's, like, why do you need to go that hard defending it?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you think you're so in the right and it's so obvious, then it's, like, you don't need to be that aggressive about it. I think she just can't handle, like, she's just...
She can't.
She's just immature.
She doesn't know how to, like, be rational and, like handle
no,
things.
Like,
because she's has issues from the way she's lived her life. Like, she was still a kid, basically, when she married Tom Girardi, and then like was his wife and did nothing, and then decided, oh, I'm bored, I'm gonna become Erica Jane. Yeah. I have all this money, I'm gonna hire a team of pop star creators and like give me something to do on the side. But it's like, she's clearly unhinged.
Wow. She just gave a whole analysis of Erica, and
no, but like
I feel like it's needed. It's needed though, but it's needed. Yeah, I would
like,
agree.
Her encounters with people, like she's always just handling things in a way of someone who's like not very emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. Oh, I don't think she's
emotionally.
I agree with the emotional intelligence statement. Very good.
Lisa and Erica were like, oh, we see the comments you like on Twitter, blah blah blah. It's like, if you're reading the comments on Twitter, then why are you attacking Denise when everyone on Twitter is saying, we hate the gang mentality, we hate how everyone gangs up on one person and drags them. It's like, so read the tweets and chill out.
Yeah.
Can we now get into Lisa Rinna, please? Because I feel like there is so much about this clown that I just dislike. And I feel like, I want to just say this one thing. I was saying it to Jennifer before the podcast. Dorinda got fired for bullying, so why didn't they fire Lisa Rinna?
Same, I agree.
Okay, I think Lisa should be on the show. I don't necessarily, like, I'm not a Lisa Rinna stan by any means. Like, I do see why people find her annoying. I do understand that, like, her personality is not a great personality.
I like her personality. I don't like what she does.
Definitely are things about her and her storylines that I'm just sick of at this point, and, like,
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Don't need to see anymore. And, like, she is exhausting, but I just feel like she is good for the show, and I just feel like she has, like, also a right to be angry, but she also is like Erica. They both just feel really empowered to just, like, go off when they're angry, and they do it in, like, a really obnoxious way, and I feel like that's what makes them really unlikable.
For Lisa, I like her personality. I think she's fun. I'm not bored when I see her on the screen, but she just has a pattern of, like, just very vicious, negative behavior. Like, there was the Kim Richards situation where she said she was close to death and then forgot that she said it and was like, I'm not lying, I forgot. And then there's the Yolanda Munchausen situation where she was like, I heard someone say it and then I said it. Like, I didn't start. Like, she has to remember what she's done in the past, and who, like, she thinks that she's all high and mighty when
she thinks she owns it.
She will, no.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
She thinks she owns it, but she doesn't actually own it. Yeah. She deflects.
She doesn't talk about anything in her personal life.
She doesn't.
Like, Amelia wanted a storyline. She wanted to come on the show.
Well, it's also, I don't know, maybe initially Lisa did talk her into doing it, but it's like, it's...
She wanted it. Like, that's, they have, they want Instagram followers. They want to, like,
exactly.
be the next
it's
Hadid.
It's in her...
They do definitely be the next
It's in her interest to have something relevant to talk about. So
yeah,
it's like,
so.
Yeah, she's built a career of being on the show for her daughter.
Yeah, so her whole shtick at the beginning was, oh, I'll do anything for a paycheck. I'll wear diapers for a paycheck. Like, I'm a hustler, baby. And then now she's hustling to stay on the show by creating... issues over nothing. It's like, I do understand her perspective. Like, I'm sure Denise has been super frustrating all season because she's being difficult with production and it's difficult for them to
right.
do their jobs. But it's like, still at the end of the day, that's supposed to be your friend. And like, do you have no, like, she doesn't care who she has to throw under the bus. She just wants to get her paycheck.
Damn.
Like, she's just desperate to be on the show. But like, now it's not entertaining. It's just like vicious.
No, I think that she legitimately is that mad at Denise. I don't think she is like being that mad to be
really?
On the show. Yeah, I think she just like she. Just...
I think she's trying to create an issue for a storyline. I
think agree.
She's trying
to
drive
to
Denise
issue.
Off the show.
Yeah,
and they think Denise is not going to come back because of the issues with production. I think they think, oh, production won't want her to.
Yeah, production
want her
got
back
too much
she's
involved.
Too much of a hassle. So they think let's like bring her down, and then she's not going to come back next season.
I think they would want her back.
I think they would want her back
yeah,
as well. Because apparently it was all-time ratings high.
But Erica and Lisa Rinna don't want her back.
No, I think none of them do. Apart from Garcelle. And Doree is... I like her, but I hate her. I don't know what it is about her this
I'm
season.
I'm obsessed Doree. With Doree.
I love Doree now. Like, I really...
I love
but
her.
I didn't like her before. But
I'm
now
obsessed.
But now I like really
all
like her.
Doree.
I think I used
it's,
to
it was
not
like
her.
It was back. It's really back and forth with this
but
one.
Now
like, I don't understand.
I always have liked her. I just didn't know her.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
I like how she actually looks to find... Like, in that reunion, she was like, wait, like, I don't think Denise is trying to make somebody look bad. Like, she's trying to decipher it, not just going with the group.
Yeah,
exactly. That is what I really
that's
like about her.
Well, yeah. I think she just tries to understand both people's
she
perspectives.
She really tries to,
whereas,
yeah.
Whereas, like, that's Erica and Lisa Rinna don't have that quality. Like, they can't see another person's side at all. They only see their side.
Yeah.
And I just think that's, like, a really unattractive quality in a person. Like, you have to be able to, like, see things from a bird's eye view sometimes,
yeah.
and they can't. They're just,
well,
like...
Well, they resent Denise so much that even if there is another perspective, they won't see it because of their resentment towards her. They just want to have all these issues with her.
Yeah.
Whereas Dorit actually likes Denise and has a bit more of a friendship. Same with Garcelle. So they see her perspective.
Yeah, like, Lisa Rinna has been, like, pulling stuff up from Denise's past and posting it. It's like, you're just taking this to a level it doesn't need to go. Like, there's no need to be, like...
No, you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, you're just...
to be just slightly closer.
You're embarrassing yourself.
You're embarrassing
just like
yourself.
That. Keep it just, like... Keep your heads, like, here.
Get with it, woman.
One question. Okay, so Garcelle said that she was warned about Kyle, but didn't reveal who it was. Who do you guys think that housewife was?
Denise
or Dorit?
Twitter said it was Lisa Vanderpump. Wouldn't even be surprised.
She's never met her. I saw her do an interview. She's never met her.
Who?
It was Denise.
Garcelle has never met LVP.
She could have just quickly just like DM'd her. Be careful of Kyle.
Watch out for that snake.
Watch out for the snake, the sniper
Denise
on the side.
Denise and Kyle really don't like each other. Like, you can tell this season. I think
Lisa who?
But do you think Kyle's threatened? Because Denise
is Kyle
a big...
Oh, Denise.
Really don't like each other.
But do you think
yeah,
Kyle
no.
is just threatened? She's intimidated by Denise because Denise is like a Bond girl.
I don't think it's
like
bad.
A big actress. Like, maybe she's threatened.
I think they don't connect. I think they just
maybe.
Don't connect.
I don't know,
and then Denise also was talking shit about Kyle.
But people in the past have always accused Kyle of being jealous. Like, they were like, she's
yeah.
jealous of her sister because her sister was a better actress, which
yeah.
I don't, like, I can't imagine that being true just because, like,
it,
I support Kyle and I love her.
But I can see it with Denise. I feel like they're threatened.
But maybe
her.
It is true. And
she's the highest paid housewife as well. She's come onto this thing and everyone loves her now. These people, Eric and they were so angry with Denise because of the major support that Denise got.
Yeah, like if I was Kyle,
so how can
I
you get
be,
angry at
I would be pissed off if someone was making more money than me on the show. Like, I've been there since the beginning.
Stuff like this
yeah.
could really
yeah.
creep in.
No, for sure.
And insecurities and can get in. But I don't know, like, this season has been a major eye-opener for Kyle. I feel like she's just really disingenuous. I don't, like, she
well,
really...
Actually, Denise is getting a lot of acting jobs and Kyle has not really done any acting
Kyle's
jobs.
Kyle's in Halloween. She's coming out
I'm
2021,
dead.
You guys. October.
I'm actually
Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, Harry Hamlin making a joke. Apparently, I don't actually live here. I just turn up for the show.
No, they both live there. They probably just ignore each other.
I'm actually dead. I feel like Kyle does not like Garcelle.
I think Kyle is just, yeah.
She
I
doesn't like
that.
Garcelle.
I think Kyle is kind of disingenuous and she's very, like, surface level. I think once you, like,
she
get
is.
To know her, she is a real person, but I think
right.
she's very just, like, Beverly Hills, Air Kiss, and that's how she, like, is when she meets people because that's just all she's ever known her whole life. Like, she was born and raised in Beverly Hills. So,
and around here, people have more than skeletons in their closet.
We're naming old taglines.
I want Camille to come back. That's what I just want.
I don't need Camille.
I don't need Camille.
I need Camille. I just like Camille.
I love it.
Shut it down.
I love it. I love a Camille Papa, but Camille is
unhinged. Camille Papa
I don't
is
need
cute.
Her consistently.
Yeah, she's too much. Yeah. She's unhinged. She's
they're all
she
unhinged.
She is unhinged. Yeah, just a sprinkle of Camille.
I just love I love Sutton so much. She's such a...
She's a breath of fresh air.
Fresh air. She's just refreshing as like fuck. Like I love her so much.
She's great.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's also just like I just find her life story interesting.
Yeah, for sure. There's more.
Yeah, I want to know more about that. There's so much more to unpack when it comes to her.
She should. I don't know why she didn't get a diamond.
Apparently, her husband was like, "I don't want the kids to be shown."
Yeah, I heard
that will change.
But it's like we don't even see flipping Erica's kid.
Yeah,
we've never seen this policeman. So it's just like.
I'm gonna find him on Tinder.
But why did Bravo now tell Denise, take that tweet down?
You know why, you guys? I thought about this.
Like, I don't get that.
Savannah back next season because they're protecting the talent.
I don't
interesting.
Want that.
Let's do it.
If you were to bring one Beverly Hills housewife back, who would it be?
I think if they get rid of Rinna and Teddy, they could bring back LVP.
Yeah, but I don't know if we need LVP back.
I don't know. Yeah.
I want to see her.
I'd love to just see Taylor.
Yeah.
I love Taylor
so much.
But it wouldn't work. She like lives in Orange County now. And
no, it wouldn't work. That would have been nice. She had her time, but that would be great.
What about Adrian?
I don't know. She's made appearances on the show and it hasn't been that interesting, but maybe as a full time.
True, she has made appearances and you just see her there, like Team Furniture. She's not like
not
that.
As interesting without Paul.
Yeah. I love their bickering.
Yeah.
That was something
Paul
I could watch
was
forever.
Amazing. I don't know who I would want back.
Witchy Poo. Just kidding.
Definitely
who's
not.
That?
She was like a one hit wonder.
Wait, the witch girl.
If you can call it a hit.
Wait, the witch girl. No, who's the other one? She was like Latin. What was her name?
Joyce.
I love
she
Joyce.
She was annoying as fuck.
No, she would always defend herself and she wouldn't shut up. And I just loved that. Like she kept them all.
If I can have anyone back, I'd have Yolanda back.
Oh my god, yes.
Really?
100%.
Okay, Yolanda adds class to the show.
You know who I wouldn't have back? Brandy.
Oh, of course not.
Apparently she's coming back next season.
She's not.
No, she's not. That was a fake tweet.
She's
not. They don't need her.
They don't need Brandy.
She's trash.
Speak on it.
She's
exactly the Danielle Staub. Like, if Beverly Hills is supposed to be so glamorous and aspirational, like Brandy's broke and like she belongs
she's
on
broke.
Shows like famously single
falling on stage and like I think that was enough
that was
yes cool. She needs to quit drinking.
She's a mess
and she belongs on shows like Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah.
Jesus Lord have mercy.
That's where you'll catch Brandy next
year. And I don't like when it comes to the whole Denise's children situation is the fact that like all these women are being so hypocritical. They would never allow their children to be such in forefront of the drama. Like how many times do people mention Denise's children by name? How many times do people say your children? It's like never has Kyle's main storyline been about her children. Like when Amelia came and chose to be a part of the show, but like none of the other women would allow their children to be such a topic.
Yeah, but Denise kept bringing up her kids. It wasn't them bringing up
the kids. No, she kept saying, let's shut this down. I don't want to bring up the kids.
She said, I didn't like that you guys said this in front of my kids. It's like, if you don't talk about your kids, don't talk about
your kids. No, but then they were like, oh, yeah, they said that. But then she was like, no, I wanted the focus to be on how we handle it as mothers. And that's why when they were like, oh, what did Sammy say? She's like, it doesn't matter what Sammy says, like, because Sammy's not on the show. They're on the show.
Like my daughter was like, we heard you talk about threesomes, it was funny. I'd be like, oh my god, eye roll, and that would be it. Like I wouldn't feel the need to bring it up to anyone. It's not like my daughter's scarred for life. How dare you guys?
Obviously you would cringe if your child brought that up and you'd be like, oh, like that is awkward.
I don't think I would. I feel like I'm more easygoing, and I think Denise is more easygoing too. Like she's wild thing.
The thing that bothers me about Lisa Rinna.
She so rehearsed this.
The thing that bothers me about Lisa Rinna is the fact that she goes gaslighting when she's the queen
of gaslighting.
She's lied so many times and then has amnesia. And also, remember when she sent those crazy texts to Kim Richards? She sent those crazy texts to Kim Richards, like saying like I will come for you or like something threatening
that was
her.
Crazy.
She's thrown a glass at someone, and then she wants to get mad at Denise for liking a tweet. Like she tweets all kinds of crazy shit all the time. Like she's always crying for attention.
With the tweet was that it was calling for her to be fired, and it was like bringing up like a scandal. And she can dish it out, but she can't take it. Like she's bringing up a scandal with Denise, but this is I think because she feels this could like compromise her job. She feels entitled to do that. But yeah, you're absolutely right about her. Like she is a gaslighter, and she does the same thing that Denise does. Like, she definitely tries to, like, be perceived a certain way and whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
But,
and she's deflecting and trying to call out Denise for doing exactly what she does.
Yeah, they just have more on Denise because it's, like, it's a salacious thing and it's with someone that used to be on the show. So it's, like, obviously...
Do you believe Denise that she only read the part about Erica and that's why she liked the tweet?
I don't know about that. Oh, of course not, though.
Come on.
I feel like Denise has lied a little bit. Like,
she has.
I don't blame her.
It's
she's not a good liar.
Who reads starts reading a paragraph in the middle of a paragraph? Come on,
Denise.
But I don't blame her for lying because the way these girls jump on her, like, I don't blame them for lying.
To her also.
Did you guys notice that we haven't even talked about Teddy? Because there's nothing to say.
Nothing to talk about. Not even Erica. If Erica didn't do all that, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah, that's why she did it.
Teddy's just literally an annoyance.
Like, why are you there? You're literally like stale concrete. Like, you're just team furniture.
She's dead weight.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's a lamb.
Anyways, guys.
With a pink wig.
She aggravates me to no end.
Hope you guys enjoyed our podcast for Beverly Hills.
That might have been just rambling. This is our first one. So.
This is their first time ever on camera, guys. Yeah. Like, properly.
Let us know how we did and how we can improve.
What if they trash you in the comments? That'd be so funny.
Yeah, they're going to be like, her voice is so annoying. I know, I'm sorry.
Let us know what you think, guys. The Instagrams will be in the bio below. And we'll catch you guys soon for another podcast episode.